So as soon as you get through Christmas, there's a whole lot of good stuff happening, including, of course, shows that are actually on New Year's Eve on Tuesday. But there's even some good stuff this weekend before then. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, who have been through a few times. They've played various jazz festivals and stuff. They do that swing thing. They're playing up at the Eccles Center for the Performing Arts in Park City on Saturday night. Also Saturday and Sunday, Leftover Salmon, a really great sort of bluegrassy band. They're playing up at Park City Live. And then there's a great local show down here at the garage, Honey Pine and Bronco, if you want a little rootsy rock for you. So that's all stuff just leading into your New Year's Eve festivities. And, of course, there's lots of those.
And where's the party, New Year's Eve?
You know, there's a few really great options. Bernadette Peters, who I know mostly as the woman who duetted with Steve Martin in The Jerk way back when he was first starting to make movies. She's headlining up at the Eccles Center for the Performing Arts in Park City. There's still tickets available for that one. The State Room has a two-night stand on both the 30th and on New Year's Eve from Elephant Revival and the Shook Twins, and those will both be really great shows. Christopher Titus, who's a really famous comedian, he's playing at Wise Guys in West Valley on New Year's Eve, so that's kind of a coup for them to bring him in on New Year's Eve. And then, of course, Eve SLC is going on. That's the 29th, 30th, and 31st all around downtown Salt Lake. There's like nine venues with events going on. The big place is the Salt Palace, where they have the big room full of bouncy beach balls going on. They've got a bouncy room for the kids. There's live music, a lot of local stuff, which is really great. And then, of course, you can go to places like the Museum of Contemporary Art or the Broadway Cinema, which is showing Charlie Chaplin shorts. Clark Planetarium has some, you know, Laser Zeppelin special shows for New Year's Eve. And then there's a big Comic-Con related event on the 30th on Monday, a costume contest, so you can win some cash money if you dress up as your favorite Star Wars guy for New Year's Eve.
No excuse not to have fun.
That's right. There's a lot of options.